Friends, this morning I'm turning to the prophet Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17 and to verse 9. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is what we are going to meditate over this morning. And my title is The Character, The Human Character, Apart from Grace. Enipa subia, said enipa tie, say adom en kamon. Without grace, how is the state of man before God? Say adom eni hono ma, say an enipa tie, ewo onyaku point. And this is what we are going to meditate over this morning. And it's one of the profound passages in the Bible, because it brings out the whole theme of the Bible. Sasemo aye ken, oche babu mwa, enu pa ni asemo anyangupon etina sudi, tia babu oho inanru ye sa asemo ye. Se die, anyangupon ebo ye ni ye tie, eni kwanya ye fa sifri sa ati biyani. Eni se die be ya, ebe tinya sa kosa ati biyani biyo. How we were at creation, what we have become now, and how to regain that glory that God gave us. That is the whole theme of the Bible. And as I always say, you have to know this to value Christ. If you don't know this, you will never know the value of Christ. And you just water it down. So when you say, I said, you will see the answer to your own. And I will see you. 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 The heart is desperately wicked. To explain this, let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Most of whom are behind, since you are to move alone. Now, I really want to say, if I want it also to you as I say so, I want to come and move to see you now, I want to come down.
You see what God is describing man now. Then let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Before this, how God described man. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And let's start from one so that we can understand it. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the river, of the waters, sorry. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now look at verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God saw the light that it was good. Note that. Then let's go to verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called ye seas. And God saw that it was good. Note that. And God saw that it was good. Go to verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in Israel after his kind. And look, and God saw that it was good. It goes on and on and on. You can go to verse 16, 21, 25, and then to 31. All of them, God is describing that everything he has created was very good. The American is there, and sometimes you go for Ebeka and say, Enipa, Etibia, Ayasa. No, I can say, Enipa, Etibia, Eye, Papa. Enema, Oboe, Nina, Eye, Papa. Na so kasa nema obo yi na dia na je se o ka enipa nso fi so so obo ni me nyewie no e na obo ni ba e na o tra se no se they were all very good including mankind we were all very 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 good and then what happened the story we all know about the fall of man e ye den e na ye ba ta ti bi mu. Then you know, Edipa Ashiasie. So Edipa Ashiasie, oh, Nyambi Edim. And son, I hear Basa Tibiayim. Now, Edina Medica, I can say, sir, I say, my Yaki, and look, Pani, I say, my Bible, they say, Benny Nebu. If you see a who said your own son, I hear Edipa, how God created man in his image, who was very, very good, and how Satan has been able to turn this to wickedness. Said in Yakupon, a sick boy, Nipa, and the Kanya of some Afaso, a universe, and only a Nipa problem. Man's problem is sin. It's not anything. It's not poverty. It's not sickness. It is sin that brought all these things. So once you deal with sin, all those things are dealt with. Why am I saying this? Why did God create man and then gave the man a soul? The American is there. A nipa, yes, a nia pa, a bonny. Said a tossing walk on Yanko, and only at the moon. And yet, ye hear, and yet, ye are here, and yet, I believe who are on that tie, Debbie. A bonia, I buy a new Yanko pointem, I might be Yanko pointem, no, and ye back with you. A horn at the indigenous. It is a woman to me, and you buy any wood, you ma. Now, so who are sorry, who could be answer, who is a woman of you? You can do all those things. But those things will never change the heart. The heart that the devil has destroyed, that is where the problem is. You have to deal with that heart. Your heart must be changed. Your heart is never right before God. Your heart was right with God from the beginning, and then the fall came, your heart is now wrong in the eyes of God. And you can never, never go to God with the wrong heart. So this is the problem with mine. It is not a problem with any other thing, as we hear our people preaching and doing all kind of things. And like I always say, if people know their state before God, they can never go and stand before God and dance. But how can you be happy when your heart is wrong before God? You can never be happy unless that heart is changed. So this is what people must hear. We have heard about the wheat and the tares, where we say a farmer sowed good wheat and then an enemy came to plant tares among them. This is it. Now, how did he do it? How cunning and dangerous Satan is. So what is saying? What is he saying? And who said to Obunsam? Or Tiapa, only we are seeing him in our own name, the Obeya or Divina. And he said, Obeka, over Samatra, when you were Yamso, over Samatra, Usikaso, over Sam, no, over Samatra, Kobenya Kawuska, said the Beya Osu in Yakupon. Obeya Kawiba in Yakupon, said the Beya Omi in Yakupon. We are going to be out of my assembly 2 years, said the Beya, a Betrina Banaho. God always, last 2 weeks or so, Prophet Todd was preaching about Amos and all the tragedies, all the afflictions that God brought. It was all an attempt of drawing people to himself. And my name is actually in the chair, say, we are here, we will be happy beginning. Yes, we say, we are seeing you. Now you're running home. And so it's here. Then we think of other things. If because we want to see when you go by out, it will trust him, it will be a word here. If God can sit down and allow things to happen, But God made those things happen to draw you to yourself. We live in a sinful world. We live in a doomed world. It's never going to get better. We are going to see those things again and again and again. Unless we repent and get our hearts changed. There's nothing like a good heart in this world. No human being can say, no matter how kind and respectful you are to people, your heart is wrong before God unless the heart is changed. Nobody can say that. The sin comes from the heart. So we are going to tell you how Satan has done this and how to the remedy for it. God created our heart for his dominion, that he would dwell there. So he equipped the heart with all the good things, things that will take us to heaven. Let's see the things that God put there. Let's turn to Galatians 5 verse 21. We'll see what God has put there and what the devil has replaced those things with. Galatians chapter 5, and let's go to verse 21. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. But please. And then let's read what the devil has done now. Satan has changed us. He has, by making Adam and Eve sin, they have sacked God from that place, and he has replaced it with verse from verse 19. Please.
Now, on the man who died, the more a fin, who she was no son, a ritual, a tanny, a kaye, a moya, a before, a prepare, a consumption.
You see what the devil has done. God was to reside in our hearts so that we can bear these fruits, the fruit in 22. Now Satan has cunningly sacked God from there and has replaced the fruit with from verse 19. But the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, rebellion, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things will never inherit the kingdom of God. You see, only if you do those things, you can never inherit the kingdom. And yes,
ena wa be san be bia na ka o nyankopon ti na e ho na ye ibenya sa we nya no oba bi sa de ne efi no enti se enipa wonti mi san ko sa ti bia ne mu a wo nya foto o wi ase da. You can never have rest until God resides back in your heart. I can follow a big book where you say, Ucha o Utia, Yakayama. Ucha o Utia, Yakayama. When you catch the head of a snake, the rest is just rope. And that's what he has done. He has seized our heart, and therefore we are just following him. He is directing us. And also, we need to be able to be able to be and then my best chief in your home, and no one away. That's what the devil has done to our hearts. And that is why the Bible says our nature is very sad. So the tear, I have your wee ever on your point. And if any way, you know, we are sorry, I will just make a sorry because two collection, because sad, yes, we are the one. Let me. What about you winning? Now, so Wakuma and Sisaya, Oboa, Utimina Yakupo and Nimuanda. In Acts chapter 8, verse 21, Peter, Sir Sosrano, so a sorcerer, you'll be a Timmy Hoon, some catcher, and I echo sweet. A moment of your professional, I can't want them in an actual. They were sorcerers in those days. This man was a sorcerer. But when he saw Peter, he asked Peter to give him that power so that he can also give powerful spirits to people. What did Peter say? Peter said, your heart is not right before God. Say that your heart is not right before God. This man who was a sorcerer, he knows everything, and yet he says that your heart is not right before God. So to be a true Christian is not knowledge. And then it is your heart. Has your heart been changed? That is the problem. But by the time we finish with this, I'm sure everybody will have the opportunity to check. Self-inquiry. Check your heart. Is your heart changed? If your heart is not changed, that is what you must work on, that you can have your heart changed. That is the most important thing. And all other issues will be solved. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. And you can seek those things when your heart is changed. You can never see them when your heart is not changed. So that is what the devil has done to our heart. He has changed it. He has replaced it with wrongful thoughts. And Nema any papa any free and in our tulip, no, total depravity. We are so deprived, there's nothing good in us because our heart has been injured. In this world, the most sensitive and important organ is the heart. If you see a woman, a baby, your body, you know. Malaria, fever, or something and to say not yet. Now, Opa will be encore destroy Wakuma. That will be your end. Son of Samoye, when you saw Wakuma Mua, and one no. And to say the Bayer will be free, sir, Akumanum, over free, sir, to be a new about Wakuma first time, and only at the end. That is the most important thing to do. That is why in Proverbs 4 verse 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life. Bro, please, Proverbs 4 verse 23.
They do 79. And you're looking at Sir Kwakuma. Sing it here, would you see in a new now one and free free? Kwakuma. Sing it here, would you see in a new now one and free free?
Keep your heart. We know those of us who have read that, keeping the heart. That's exactly what it is. To keep your heart. Your heart is the most important thing. Out of the heart, all the issues of life come. The phrase out of it, it means the heart is the source of all action. The way we think,
the way we understand things, the way we do everything is from the heart. So when the heart is injured, you can imagine what it is. Then Proverbs, the same Proverbs in chapter 10, verse 11, it says, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Please, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. You see why over some episode I come on now or soon. When you're so much, the film will ever be a any papa. A near my tear in your coupon. If you any pastor, you give me M course, that's if you are the beauty of your career, I just say, you know, what's that? Yeah, come on, you. Let me quote Spurgeon, what he said about this. He said, there is nothing so much abomination than the human heart. If you and I were to see our heart, we would be driven mad. So horrible will be the sight. Spurgeon, we will be a mama watching in campaign, we will be a na. What there were a many muy, you can't the Bible say when you any preaching here, they also say, be being new, a year at some time here, a sin, Yakuma. As when Kaye, you never knew him, yet you knew every one, and Kaye, the womb said, yet here. Now, a year, Kaya, oh, Yamien. Now, say, Yamien, Yamien, Babra, so see a woman at a day, Kaya, now, Yamuay. If we see it, we see how horrible it is. How much more the Creator, the Holy, Holy, Holy One, if He sees our heart. And that is how God sees your heart, if your heart has not been changed. It's something like an abomination. And the way says, a commando is the most important, the principal thing. A commando in here, say, a nipa ever sister. Obekimi at church babu musu na obo hama sisi offer na obekimi na bina ka babu to nyacho knowledge obekimi show somebody can explain the scriptures to you and even preach to you and yet the person's heart is not changed. So it's not knowledge, it is how your heart is changed. You be brave a can be brave and so omo ka enipa eko or say him because their heart is not changed. And the yes, on your own here, or here, and anybody here, you are. Yakuan, the way there, or share a common. But come at the same, that is the question this morning. How right is your heart before God? Is your heart right? Okay, so we'll go on and see the heart that is not right. So, like I said, not until you get God back to your heart, you will never have happiness. If your heart is alive to God and has been changed by the Holy Spirit, then you can say that the man is a living Christian. We will be a young woman as a sour kuma, who will be a sour kuma. Only with me, I can say, we will be a kuma as a sign. Now, the wakuma no ewu. Now, the wakuma no ewu. Now, the wakuma no ewu. Once we will be a young woman. That's a very, very, very. And found said the old pastor, said the Mikayan, and the old Bayina, the old Sama Kuma. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Or the man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the Hana Mikayan human. Yakubo, anybody, the cheer anywhere, Yakubi, or She Yakum. And then in the same Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every man, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders the heart. Obia jine hundi se nakuma ye. And so, what kind of person is saying, when you go born, I share your coming, one will name, say, the enemy be nakuma tiye. And now, a day, you know, you go born, as I can tell, Proverbs 23, verse 26. Or say, my son, give me thine heart. Or send me back for a kuma mammy. I give me a couple of cassa. We named up on some way a kuman. Catch out all the manor. No, what's the son, no, sir, ever, some a kuman.
na fe de onu ko Abraham. There was a man called Jehu. We'll talk about him. But the Jews, on say yan ko e ko yoma free Egypt no. O so ko yoma ba no mo abesomo no. Ti se o mo jimi nsomo no abra no o mo ti Egypt. E ho ye body no ko yoma ba. The same thing. Ye to meeting asomo o Yakopon no. Aje se wasesa Yakoma. Asa de yetimi asomo o Yakopon yi. E di o ya Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. Christ as my worker. Okay, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Draw near to God with their mouth and honor him with their lips. You see, or see any or can you for no? You for no omidi and then man who can sacrifice or so many in our normal year. And so Yakuba say, oh, yeah, we're in our and so Omakuma and the sign. So all what they were doing it in vain. Once you sign it here, but now, sorry, they be say, this time I come on, you will be in vain. Once you stop on your own, and that is how serious the whole thing is. Like I said, there was a man called Jehu in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 31. You can put it down, and then later on, you can refer to it. This Jehu man. Obe take you over now, or say a busum yina, or who a busum a dying proposes in yina. And so, Shasema, when you look on kind, or say, or ye wait in a chino, or say, he did not walk in the law of God with all his heart. One for Nakuma yina, and until when you look on Embran. Meanwhile, or by a babu, a busum, obey say. And so Yakuba said, it's not the one for Nakumani Nantino on Sunday. And friend, that is how we are. Not until we have a good heart, a clean heart, we can never please God. So we are going to see how God sees our heart. All what we are saying, that how does God see? Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Are you reading?
The people of Ezekiel, whom I will see in the Bible. It is a more durable and common. Now, I know when I come across, I may only put for much of a woman, and may you go up on my own if you want to know my own now. Akuma.
The evidence, the may you go Akumano, the stony heart. He has to remove the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Akumana, I deserve a bono. Sana Yakumana, it stands a bony now. Abekemu Yakumana, I deserve a bo. I guess it was Sano and Sana Akumano Abeso or Yankuboy. If Yanke, Sakata Akuma deserve a boa, Sena a boti. In the first place, a soul is hard, a bo as dean, a boy a dear as dean, who be a him. Would you mean M. Bendy as a bo? Would you mean a woman? Would you mean Yanke? Utimi mumutimi yanu fi itina ya ifu ebi se osu abro bo otimi di otim osu abro esu abro ebo a di otim anu otim. It can never be changed, and that is how our hearts are. If not changed, we are, our hearts are like stones, and nobody can change a stone. You can't bend a stone and go to the coast and look at the rocks there. Oko empo anu a oko teshi nguamo anu ede kote manu. Oh, rocks be a go. Yesterday we passed by this place, Elmina. The same thing. There are some rocks there. The sea has been blowing white over years, but it's still the same. Opono abonisa said the bonity anity. And that's how our hearts are, if no change. See, this time we come on sanity. They say a go. The beer you make a beer and we own tiatia. He said, we come on. He said a go.
Another one so all can say you can't come out and say a boy. A boy a cold. Say can be a cold and you're fresh. When you are and you're warm. Sana ya come on it here. And now a stone is barren. You can't say be a barren. Barren just say so you're on your bar. I can look at the body or mobile. And that's why you bear or your plant in Suwa and Suwaba. With me, who perform your own, is your own perform so and Suwaba is barren. And that is how the stone is. You can never harvest from a stone. Wouldn't you mean you're being free a boom? And wouldn't you mean so Enfa and Yashi? If you say and Suwaba and Yashi, Sana Akuma is the sign so it's here. And Suwaba. A stone is dead. You can say a boy, again living. It isn't a boy engine, you know. It's not living. Oh, one year, on the other year, and I so that is how our hearts are. If our hearts have not been changed, it's like a stone. A stone that cannot grow, cannot see, cannot do anything. Say, Jatakra eba, not a board that are a better house are. Is there on TBB ever? The same thing. Even American, so Yakupon, God makes so many things happen. A typical example is earthquake. Have you thought of earthquake? It is a sign of what God will do to this world. And yet, people, any prim or makuma, still, Yakupon, my warning, or my warning, or my warning, still, the Edipatian or Mutia. He said, now come on, they will. Into no on Tiasem, on T and the great Ohunu, and near my Yakupo, and my warning, Mr. Evan, Ohunu's animal. That is how our natural hearts are. Now, I've told you how the natural heart is. It's like a stone which is dead, which is cold, you can't do anything. Friend, this is not just a story, this is true. God, this is God's word. Never watch my work and just stand here for my tear by birth. You won't want to stand up for my tear. I just say that this is a man. I stand up in your point. So it's a serious thing. Now, you're in your name, me and you are not there, me and Sabi Moon. Now you're in your answer to your truth. You're bravo. When you get here, an event may never happen. Have you thought of why we can't do good in this world? Because of the heart. Even Apostle Paul, only Papa of us were, you know, what you mean, but Bonia of us were, you know, and you know, see, the good that I want to do, I'm not able to do, but the bad that I don't want to do is what I do. What is that? It is sin in him. It is our heart, because of the state of our heart, that's why we can't do good. It didn't let me Papa be. Now, I hope I say, Papa, cry, you know, and you say, and my feet, I want to name. Why? It's because the heart is not changed. The heart is dead. The heart is a stone. Do you know why very few people may believe that the gospel? Do you know why very few people believe the gospel? When we say the gospel is, as I've said, what I'm telling you now, how our heart became wrong and how to get that heart right before God. That is the gospel. The kind of gospel that gospel only said the Yakuma or Mosama Yanu. Instead of the Bayer, they say free, sir, Akmanim. And yet, I'm proposing almost two gospel. Gospel Yanto. We don't sing, we preach it. You just came with so now we tear here, no Yakupo in him, no Panichos on some of Akuma, now on your Bayer. Why are people not understanding this? The gospel is clear, it's so simple. Why are people not understanding? I don't think the difference here is a teacher, as some teachers here. Never know how much tea and even who Brother Michel Apanche, Brother Michel will say, those things are not anybody will be. They are the credo, they don't believe. Why? Because of their heart. A commander, they don't know, some of them are a channel, and she and the credo. So they can never believe the gospel. Do you know why many people will be in the state like this and they will die in their sins? If I say, yeah, no, I'm going to go. You
because their hearts are not right. Their hearts have not been changed. Ni nani se oma kuma no enye papa. Yes, it's not omu akuma no. Na wudi mdinti ya te biyano, ayye asofu wane yenye ya kenya kuma se mdinti ya, ayye na, ase, we are worried. Why are we worried? Because by his grace, he has opened our eyes to know what is coming. And we are warning people, and people are not listening. Who say I said my Japa? What who say a Japa and the Ebe? Who put for a Kamu? Who can't say almost who be 80? Almost no moon. Why? It's because their hearts are not changed. In Nancy Oma Kuma and your papa. Everything I want to see in Yakubon as much. They are not prepared to meet God. Meanwhile, God has said that it is appointed unto man to die once after death, there is judgment. It is a warning from God. And from all what we are seeing, anybody can die at any time. We have seen it so many times. They won't come again. Last 2 weeks, now I'm not young man business anymore. And I'm not the same thing. Say, Jacob wants to go to home, Obia, at any time. He says, Obia, everyone. Also, oh, me, Jimmy, Pam, and say, I'm back. And I'm saying, oh, wow, only. Also, many are ready to be wounded. You see, the final are ready to be wounded. If you have to be one or somebody, nobody is ready. But God says that we are one step to death the moment we are born. You are heading towards your death. It's not correct you, a penalty you. And why don't you get ready? It's all because their heart is not changed. It's all because the heart is wicked. The heart is dead like a stone. So we can never understand what God is warning them about. And my time is going. Let me just rush quickly to see the effect of the wrong heart. When your heart is wrong, when your heart has never been changed before God, what are the effects? The first, number one, is that you take no interest in true religion. You will never be interested in anything concerning God. If your heart is not changed, if your heart remains the same as it was, your natural heart, you will never take any interest. When you hear your phone, ask them Buddha. Ask them to cry, I can't. Now, if I say, I'm not the same, it's all because your heart is not changed. Well, come on, you understand. It was actually the other name, so it will never. Be happy in true religion. You will never show concern about God or Christ or the Bible. That's why I said that if you don't know your heart, you will never know what Christ has done for you. If you think that you are a good person, you go to church, you do good, you are kind and everything, you never see what Christ has done for you. But if you understand what the devil has done to your heart, how your heart has become like stone, which needs to be broken, then you see who can break it for you is only Christ. And that is what he has done on the cross of Calvary. Just believe in what he did on the cross of Calvary and your heart will be changed. And this people find it difficult to accept. They think they must go to some mountains in Abri or somewhere in Ashimota Forest somewhere to go and wait on the Lord. The Bible makes it so simple. Just know, acknowledge that you are sinful, your heart is sinful, and come to him and beg him to change your heart for you. And become one with God. When God is with you, who can be against you? Why should you go to prophets and so-called men of what? Prayer warriors and all those things. When the Creator himself is saying, come to me, bring your burden to me, and I'll give you rest. And all it takes is surrender your heart to him. He said, give me thy heart, and let me change your heart for you. Then your heart can understand the things of God. Your heart will love God, the word of God, and all that God says. So, a bad heart has no interest in true religion, number one. Then, a bad heart does not even see the importance or the need of prayer. How to even come before God. And that is what people are going to other people to pray for them. They don't see how they can come to God and pour their heart unto God. Because their heart is not changed. So they don't understand it. Look at what Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 31 says. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them.
For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after covetousness. Omo dem beta ha no beti asem ni nyina. And so no omo akoma ekọ iwiase ni. Omo pe iwiase ni enema. They will never understand true religion. How to have your heart changed by God, for God to dwell in your heart in the spirit, and for God to direct your life. So that in this world you are under God's direction, plus the hope of glory in heaven in future. What is more important than this? And yet people can understand. Now let me also show you when your heart is changed, what will be the effect. Say the sama kuma a dena akmani beye amao. Now when that heart is changed, it becomes the right heart. As we read from Ezekiel, the wrong heart is the heart of soul. Now the good heart, when you have it, now you feel the need of God in your life. You really believe in God. You trust in God. Every true believer, everybody who has been changed, who has been converted, can testify. You can testify your life now and your life before. Then you believe that in those days you were blind. In those days you were dead. You could never understand the word of God as you understand it now. It is because now you have a good heart. Your heart, God has opened your heart like he did to Lydia, for Lydia to understand the gospel. The same way, your heart must be changed for you to understand the gospel and then see the need to come to Christ. A right heart also believes in Christ alone. Alone. You know our reform, Christ alone. And the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. A true heart will believe it, that nobody can go to heaven without Christ. Nobody can go to heaven through Muhammad, through Hindu, through Buddha. No. It is only through Christ. And it's only the pure heart, the clean, the changed heart that can understand these things and believe in them. Many, many people think that there are so many ways to go to God. It is only the clean and changed heart that will believe that salvation is only by true Christ. And then a true heart is also a purified heart. After chapter 15, verse 9, Matthew 5, verse 8, you can read them. There are so many of them. But the changed heart will now love holiness and you hate sin. When your heart is changed, you will love to be holy, to lead a holy life, a righteous life, and you will hate sin. Even though you may commit sin, you hate it. You commit sin because you still live in an imperfect world, you still live in an imperfect condition. But you hate it when you sin. Unlike before, when you sin and you'll be defending the sin, now when your heart is changed, you hate sin. You don't want to sin. You don't want to displease God. And a new heart delights in the law of God. You hear the word of God and you are delighted in it. Coming to God's house will be a delight unto you. When it's the Lord's day, you have to come to the church. It will be a delight. You are rushing to go to God's house. That is a changed heart, a new heart. Without that new heart, coming to God will also be a problem. So, friends, I've given you a picture of the heart that the devil has destroyed, the wrong heart before God, and a picture of the right heart before God. Where are you? The question I'm asking you is not, is your heart right before God? Pay all what he have told you. Are you seeing these things in your life to show that your heart is changed? You love God, the word of God, above everything. Do you believe that it's only in Christ alone that your sin can be forgiven you and you have life in heaven? Do you believe in all this sincerely from your heart, not just because everybody is saying it? Do you sincerely believe in your heart that this is what God has done to you? It is up to you. You have to take a decision now. If you don't feel that your heart is changed, thank God you are not dead. So we show up now. But remember, you can die even after here.
So don't waste time on it. As you hear this word, go to God, ask him to change your heart, confess your sins to him, and beg him to change your heart and give you a new heart. Change the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh, a heart that will be obedient to God, a heart that will be pleasing to God in whatever he does. So what here and they na se unu se wakoma no nyakobo ensan no a brane ho ne men ti fia unu ase ti se obet me abase fi here and lekure kono bia wona mu tia tv. We all saw what happened some few weeks ago. People said they were going to come just now and they never came again. What do you have to do? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27. I'll read it and then the brother will read it and then we come to conclusion. He said, I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart, and I will put my spirit in you.
Ezekiel
36, verse 26.
Remember, more of my football, and the woman football, machine moon, and may your boy, my no effing, Hunamu, and Mamma Akuma.
Yes. Branahone, ya, obey his Akumanua, a born effing home, no Akuma, a fresh, a papa. Akuma, a responsive to the word of God. Akuma, when you ask them a son, any Akuma, a holiness. Akuma, a person, any Yakumo, and 90. It is only God who can give you that heart. But he said, come to me now. Come and plead with me, and I will give you that heart.